Today's responsorial psalm is one of the six penitential psalms in the scriptures. There's six very powerful psalms that speak of a person's repentance and of God's mercy in particular. Today we heard from Psalm 51. Traditionally it's been called the Miserere, the first word of the psalm in Latin from the Vulgate. Miserere, Lord, have mercy. Misericordia. The very first lines, have mercy on me, God. And our response today was, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Contrition is one of the main forms of prayer for the Christian. It's something we never escape until we leave this life and enter into heaven, along with supplication, adoration, thanksgiving, praise. The church in the liturgy of the hours has her priests and religious, and if you pray the liturgy of the hours, you know that every single Friday morning we pray Psalm 51. Every Friday of the year, Lent or not, we recite this psalm on the day of the Lord's Passion, where we implore God's mercy, and we trust in God's mercy. I think one thing that's so basic that we forget about the season of Lent, it's so basic that we sometimes need to actually call it to mind particularly, how amazing it is that we can trust that when we come to God with a contrite heart, God always forgives us. Just think about that. Whenever we come before the Lord in the tiniest way, seeking forgiveness and contrition, God always says, yes, I forgive you. I cleanse you. I hold no debt against you. The psalmist cries out, in the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Our confident hope and assurance in this holy season is that as we ask the Lord to be purified of our sins, purified of our attachment to sin, that God will be merciful to us. He will wash us. He will cleanse us. We will be made new. We can trust in this. We can be sure of this. There's no need to fear, no need to doubt. This is what God has in store for us. And as we prepare for Easter, even though we fast now, when we encounter the risen Lord in Easter, the bridegroom, we will not fast. We will feast and rejoice in the celebration of God's forgiveness.